Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Feel the girth of that one, my friend. You're listening to the Huddersfield Fan Show on Love Sport Radio, the station giving fans a choice. We've got your team covered with Churchill Business Insurance. Oh, yes, we have. They sound like superheroes, and so do the mighty Huddersfield. Why? Because I'll say these words to you. Huddersfield 4, Charlton 0. Whore! Huddersfield 2, Bristol City 1. Oh, yes, let's only look back by two games because it feels better that way. Tomorrow, Leeds United. Oh, what a fixture. Leeds United, a trip to Elland Road. What a cauldron of excitement that will be. But can the mighty Huddersfield get anything out of it? Leeds sitting on 68 points in second place in the Championship. Huddersfield in 17th on 42 points. And that, well, it's only 4 points away from the drop. So in very different places with about 10 games to go, can Huddersfield survive is the big question. And can they beat Leeds tomorrow? If you've got an opinion, then give us a call. If you're a Huddersfield fan, or in fact, if you're a Leeds fan, actually, 0208 70 20 558. You can call us and be live on the radio across the UK on DAB. 0208 70 20 558 is the number to call. Already lined up and on the line from And He Takes That Chance podcast, it's Richard Cosmala and Neil Wayne on the line. Gentlemen, how are you this evening? Are you both in your pyjamas?
I'm actually sat in the car with a brew.
You're in the car with a brew?
Yeah, can't wake Mrs. up, can I? She's working early, so I've come and sat in the car with a brew. Happy day.
What time's she getting up?
About seven.
Seven? And she's in bed already?
Yeah. Best not to face the wrath. Get out of the way and get in the car.
Yeah, I see what you've done there. Do any of your neighbours think you're a bit weird sitting in a dark car drinking tea at 10:30 on a Friday night?
They probably think I'm weird anyway, so it is what it is, isn't it?
Oh, dear. See, I had pictures of both of you dressed as Wee Willy Winky, but we best not go into that one. Let's first of all, before we talk about Leeds and a trip to Elland Road, which is exciting for any fans, because, I mean, you know, Leeds are doing well, and that's going to be an exciting game. Let's just rewind a bit, boys, if we could, and say Huddersfield 4, Charlton 0. Neil, first of all, did you see that coming?
To be honest, yeah. I think we've threatened it for a while to give somebody a taste. And since the Cowleys have come in, we've definitely made a lot more chances. And it was only a matter of time before somebody got a bit of a pacing. And Charlton, unfortunately for them, were on the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, and Charlton early in the season were looking good. I mean, they were looking like they had potential to be playoffs or even promotion themselves early in the season, and it's all gone wrong now because they're below Huddersfield, 20th place in the league on 39 points. So it's still pretty tight down there. But you mentioned straight away the Cowley brothers. Tell us, what's been the difference since they came in? Have they made big changes as Huddersfield fans that you can say, look, when they did this and this, this is where it all got a bit better?
We look organised. It needed the change. The hangover was there for everyone to see at the start of the season with Seaver from last season. It definitely needed the change. I think the chairman's gone out and got the best men for the job, without a shadow of a doubt. It's taken time. Is it plain sailing? Not by any stretch, but, you know, the turning round, you know, something that resembled the Titanic, to be honest. So it's, you know, we're sinking fast and fast and faster. And League One did look a possibility if we would have kept Seaver any longer. Now, we won't go down. I'm pretty confident of that.
Richard, what do you think about that? I mean, 10 games to go. There's only 4 points.
Yeah, but I mean, we were on a life support machine when the Cowleys came in, and some would argue it wasn't being part of turning it off, to be honest with you. So, yeah, I think the most pleasing thing for me now, it's not just that we're getting results, but the style of the football's been good to watch. I think, you know, I was willing to sacrifice the style this year just to stay in the division. But I'd say since, you know, the start of this, oh, it's March now, but the start of last month, I think we've seen some real nice football now and getting the ball down. We're, you know, we're playing through Emile Smith Rowe and we're looking a good side and we'll give Leeds a good game tomorrow. I'm confident of that.
Just looking back, Richard, over the past couple of years, I mean, was there a lot of luck involved in getting to the Premier League? And were you only, as a fan, thinking we'll only be here for a short time, but we'll be all right back in the Championship?
Yeah, I mean, it has often been debated on our podcast, you know, would we be better going down that first season where we stopped up by the skin of our teeth with a game to spare? But obviously, hindsight's a wonderful thing, really. I think the trouble is, you know, with this season, in the off-season after that first season in the Premier League, we lost our way. We signed really bad. We signed guys who, you know, didn't have the Huddersfield DNA, shall we say. The Terrier spirit was, you know, kind of we were big about. And, yeah, you've only got to look now, especially since January. A lot of them guys don't longer play for us. A lot of them are on loan. And, you know, we got rid of one guy to Nottingham Forest, and he's doing his best to make sure Forest don't even get in there. You know, playoffs, never mind the top two. So it just shows really what you can do with some shrewd business in and some shrewd business out.
Talk to me about Toffolo. He was playing League Two football a year ago. I mean, he was in there against Charlton in the 4-0 win. Neil, what sort of an influence has he been? Has he been consistent enough for this level?
Undoubtedly, he's just actually won the Supporters Player of the Month award, rightly so. He's filled a gap that was seismic, to be honest. I mean, we lost at the end of last season. Obviously, Eric Durham didn't really work out. He's gone back to Germany. Chris Lerver, who was absolutely top class from the minute he walked in the door to the minute he left. We never really replaced him. We sort of square pegs, round holes. Kongolo got played there a lot, but any town fan will tell you that Kongolo's a centre-back, not a left-back. And then we had a young kid that was signed from Tottenham called Jaden Brown. Had a spell at Exeter last season on loan, didn't really pull up any trees. Got in the side for a spell under the Cowleys. And to be fair to him, did really, really well. But as with all young players, at some point they need taken out at firing line, and Toffolo's come in, proper left-back, been there, seen it, done it. He really has been a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, so things are turning and looking all right there on the last couple of results. And, you know, a draw against Derby as well. So there's only the defeat to Swansea. So it could look good. Let's talk about the Cowleys now. They've had a little bit of time. As long as Huddersfield stay up, do you see the Cowleys as the great future? Or as fickle fans as we are, do either of you go, actually, do you know, there's a man I'd rather prefer was at the helm?
No, to me, you know, it's an incredible job that they've done if they keep us in the division. I mean, from the outside looking in, people will say, I'm going to admit, you come down from the Premier League, supposedly these parachute payments, your Premier League team last year, and you're quite happy to stay up. I'll tell you what, mate, we were absolutely dead and buried mid-September. The 1 point, I think, from 8 games. You know, the dressing room was it, and the club was a, you know, a horrible smell of a place, really, with you know, pockets of players not playing. We were in talk of people not even wanting to eat the food in the training ground. People using their own medical staff that want to use the clubs. Well, honestly, it was as bad as that. And there were no doubt for me, Sunderland and Wolves, you know, we were heading in where they were, you know, doing a double relegation. So, yeah, it's an incredible job that they've done. It excites me, the future, really. I mean, it's not just that, like I said earlier, it's not just that the results have turned, it's just the football as well. Since they've got their own guys in January, we've seen some nice football. Some of the goals, were, you know, last week were absolutely fantastic. You know, it's, I mean, that Bakuna goal, that to crown the 4-0, that to be the Premier League game, you know, we'd never have heard the end of it. It'd been on every highlight reel. So it's all very exciting, to be honest with you. And it's just, you know, we need to get through the end of the season. Obviously, there's still work to do, but yeah, I'm really excited to see what these guys can do because, you know, what we're showing at the moment, I think someone put a table up the other day and since they've come in, we'd be sick if they'd have come in at the start of the season, all ifs and buts, of course, but we'd be in sixth place, which says everything about the job they've done.
Cowley's pretty big on interaction with the fans. Have you seen evidence of that? I mean, is he in the car with one of you now, or?
it'd be more than welcome. Make him a bill. We can sit on my driveway, man. No problem. They're very engaging. They're very, very engaging. They're not daft. They've seen the Wagner effect, if you like, that sort of seen us get from, you know, on the verge of League One to get into the Premier League. They've seen what, I mean, Sievert didn't have a great relationship with the fans ever, to be honest. He was quite a prickly character from sort of day one. And they're building that back up, that, you know, that they're very, very fan-focused. And it helps, doesn't it? You know, they're not daft. They know what they're doing. And I always said that if Wagner would be the only manager that would leave us and go on to bigger and better, which he has done at Schalke. And I think these two, going to make me words there, I think these two could leave us for bigger and better as well.
Really? So where do you see them going then? Who's bigger than Huddersfield?
Let's be honest. We're not that. We know there's a lot of clubs a lot bigger than Huddersfield Town. You know, we're not fooled into thinking we're anything other than what we are. There's a lot of teams. Look at Premier League. There's 20 that are bigger than us because they're there. You know, it's not about the size, either. It's about where they are at this moment in time. You know, for 2 years we were one of the best 20 teams in the league. You know, and now we're not. So, you know, the Cowleys are on an upward trajectory. They've managed in every division apart from the Premier League, in the top nine of English football. So, you know, it speaks for itself. They will end up there. Where it'll be, who knows? But they will end up there.
You're listening to the Huddersfield Fan Show on Love Sport Radio, and there are 300 Huddersfield fans tonight that are not sleeping in their car. They are sleeping at the ground tonight, and I'll come to that in a minute and ask you why you two are sleeping in a comfortable bed or a car. But one of you mentioned the parachute payments, actually, and that's really interesting. From the outside looking in, as a fan of any club, you look at a parachute payment from the Premier League, and most fans would go, well, that'll sort you out for ages because you'll have more money than everyone else. But it kind of hasn't worked out that way, not just for Huddersfield, but for loads of clubs, has it?
No, I mean, if I'm a financial fan, go on, Neil, sorry.
No, you can take this one.
I think you've already got to look at Birmingham. You know, every other day you seem to see a story, you know, on the brink, Sheffield Wednesday waiting for a points deduction. You know, there's a lot of financial issues in that championship, really. And Huddersfield are a modest club, so, you know, anyone who thought we were going to be, you know, spending ridiculous money. I mean, to be honest with you, mate, we've got some ridiculous wages still being paid now. I mean, Alex Pritchard, to think what he's on, and you know, while we've got the guys out on loan till the end of the season, there's still a good chance they'll come back, especially you know, Diakabi, the way he's kind of shaping up at Forest. So it's good you know, kind of business from the chairman for me. And I know a few fans are still a bit upset, thinking, you know, we should throw more money, or where's the money gone, some people are saying. But I've got to be honest, I've no, you know, qualms. I just want Huddersfield Town to be a longer, you know, than me, to be honest with you, because 2003 we were in administration. So I'd rather have a well-run club, you know, with an occasional pop at getting back into Premier League than, you know, to try and blow it and, you know, end up where Sunderland are.
Yeah, it's amazing to think, though, there used to be the day that the parachute payment meant the chances are you're going to bounce straight back, but it just doesn't seem to happen anymore. And the competition in the Championship is enormous with the amount of money that some of the clubs are spending as well. Now, we've got to talk about Leeds. It is Leeds tomorrow, so if you're listening as a Huddersfield fan and you think there is a chance and this is how the Terriers are going to win, then call us 0208 70 20 558. Call us if like Neil, you're in your car having a cuppa. I'd love that if we just had loads of fans on sitting in there. In fact, ring up and pretend you're in your car having a cuppa. That'd be brilliant. Whatever you do, don't start flashing your lights at each other, because I think that's an entirely different game altogether, particularly if you're in a car park. 0208 70 20 558. Also, a bunch of Huddersfield Town fans tonight are sleeping rough. Find out why after this.
Love Sport.
Sure is. 14 minutes to 11, I'm Andy Hodgson, with you until Well, I'll stay till 11. I've got a train to catch after that. You'll normally find me on a Sunday between 12 and 4, and you will this Sunday as well, building up to Chelsea-Everton and Man United-Man City. Ian Wright also, you'll hear from him on the show, and Frank Sinclair, and a host of other players as well. If you're a Huddersfield fan, this is your show, though, so never mind about Sunday 12 till 4. You can shove that right up your jumper. Let's focus now on Huddersfield, because they've got a game against Leeds tomorrow. Joining me on the line, Neil Wayne, he's in his car, and Richard Cosmala, he's not in his car, and he takes that chance podcast. They're both from the big question tonight is, loads of Huddersfield fans are sleeping rough tonight, and they're sleeping outside, about 300 of them taking their bedding down to the John Smith Stadium. What happened to you two lads? Do you not want to sleep outside?
To be honest, I'd struggle any walk on one decent leg, but I can tell you all about this. It's a brilliant thing that the Huddersfield Town Foundation run, and it's basically raising awareness of homelessness in the local area, raising a ridiculous amount of money. I'm actually involved with a charity called Huddersfield Street Kitchen, and we were the very, very lucky recipients of quite a few £1,000 from this last year. And that's helped us keep people off the streets and fed and watered and what have you for a long time and a long time to come. So it's a powerful message, and it's one that takes us away from just being your bog standard everyday run of the mill football club. It's about something bigger than just football on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I know a few people who've done it and thought it was a bit of a fun idea to spend the night at their football club overnight, and they actually came out the other side of it saying, it was ruddy horrible. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, by God, you know about it. And you have a totally different view on homelessness after you've done it. So full respect to all of those people who are raising money tonight at the St John's Stadium. It won't be an easy night. And I tell you what, if the rain starts to come as well, that makes it all the more unpleasant. But if they can raise some money for the Huddersfield Town Foundation, that will be absolutely fantastic. So if you are a Huddersfield fan and you can contribute, then do by all means. There's details on the Huddersfield Town website. Let's talk about Leeds then. Leeds is the next big game that's coming up. It is tomorrow. It is 3 o'clock. An away day at Elland Road. Richard, these are the games that make it exciting. These are the games that you want to attend. How excited are you about the mighty Leeds game?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Obviously on the back of two wins, but let's put it in perspective, two wins at home against two teams. Well, Bristol City were appalling on the night, and out of form, and Charlton weren't much better. Put it in perspective, we've got to Leeds, who top of the form table, and the way things are panning out, sadly, I think it looks like it's going to be their year, although we've obviously heard that last season. But, I mean, I'm just looking at the previews, to be honest with you. I mean, when we played them in, I think it was December, we lost 2-0, and to be honest with you, we had a first half where we just couldn't, you know, we didn't take as chances, then Leeds got the first goal and beat us. But we didn't have one left-footed player in our team last time, and we had like a bench full of kids, and I think one or two were starting. So we're in so much better shape for tomorrow. Quite a strong bench as well we had last Saturday, which will go in. So we'll give them a game tomorrow. I've no doubts about that. Whether it'll be enough to get anything there, I don't know. But I just hope we don't go there and park the bus, you know, the cliche, because I thought when we played at Swansea the other week, I felt it was more of a contained job, you know, a point of being a good result kind of attitude, and we got nothing in the end. I think we've got players to hurt Leeds, and while maybe I'm being a bit naive to say, you know, we go there and attack, I just hope that we do something a little bit different to what Bielsa's probably expecting tomorrow. So I'd like to see us be positive.
Both teams have come off the back of a 4-0 win. So, you know, looking at that, you kind of go, ooh, this is possibly a good one. Do the Huddersfield players raise their game? Because when you go to Elland Road, make no mistake, that's a proper cauldron of excitement. And Leeds are on the cusp of promotion as well. So what do you reckon, Neil? Do you reckon the players will get spooked by that, or do you reckon they'll raise the game?
If they get spooked by it, they're in the wrong game, aren't they? And this cauldron of excitement is that, I'll be honest, it's a bit of a joke. They've only got the crowds back last couple of years when they started playing well. The season we got promoted and went there and turned them over with Adam Moy, there were plenty of empty spaces in their ends. So Their away following is brilliant, but don't let their home crowds fool you. They're all back because they're winning. So we can go there and get some. I firmly believe. I'm with Richard that I hope we go there and don't just sit back. If we sit back, Leeds will beat us because they'll find a way.
Yeah.
And they're on that sort of run of form where they've, I mean, I know they beat all 4-0, but the previous two or three, they've won 1-0. Sort of, they've learnt from last season to grind results out. But, I mean, we're both won 4-0 last week, but we're both also playing teams that are in absolute free-fall in Charlton and all. So, wouldn't read too much into that for tomorrow.
Yeah. So everyone says sleeping giants, though, with Leeds. As a Huddersfield fan, you don't see that?
No, yeah, of course they are. There's absolutely no doubt about that. They can fill their ground every week.
Yeah.
But same as any other set of fans, you know, if you go back 3 or 4 years, you know, that their crowds were a hell of a lot lower than they are now. So, you know, I don't doubt they are a massive football club. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And, you know, but they've still got to earn that right to be in the league above.
Yeah.
And I think, don't get me wrong, I think they'll do it this season. I think they're almost there, to be honest.
Looking at tomorrow, Jonathan Hogg sidelined with a knee injury. Andy King should be available. How much of a miss will Jonathan Hogg be?
I think at the moment he's given an opportunity to Trevor Shalabar, who kind of benched a couple of times before. I must admit, it pains me to say, but Jonathan Hogg, being an absolute Huddersfield legend, to be honest with you, one of probably our best value signings in my lifetime. But just feels now, you know, I know obviously he's got that injury, but maybe his time for, you know, playing 90 minutes was, oh God, I feel bad for saying it, but maybe coming to an end, maybe. So,
controversial.
Yeah, controversial maybe, but so but at the moment we've not, well, in the last, you know, couple of games, we've not really missed him, to be honest with you. But having said that, a game at Elland Road is probably definitely a game you'd want to see him involved with. But if Shalabar can play like he did, you know, last week, and Lewis O'Brien, who for me is one of the best midfielders in the Championship this year, this season, and if he can keep up the form tomorrow, I mean, I think he'll be relishing it tomorrow at Elland Road, and everyone else can see what he's about as well, because what a season he's had for us.
Who do you fear against Leeds? I mean, everyone's in and out about sort of players like Patrick Bamford, but do you look at the Leeds team and think, oh God, if we don't stop him, we're in trouble here?
To be honest with Leeds, I think they've changed, haven't they? I think they're more about the team. I think they're very much a team set up rather than individuals. I think I watched the last 10 minutes in Concourse at ground last week when they were on the TV against Hull, and Hernandez had scored. And I think he went second top scorer on 6, which just sort of shows you that it's, everything that they do is sort of spread about. It's not weighted heavily on the shoulders of one or two strikers. So very much a team effort, and it stood the test of the time over the season. You know, them and West Brom are comfortably the best two sides in this league. The rest of the league, if I'm being honest, is very, very average.
Yeah, well, that's very, very true. Do you see a team like Fulham or Forest standing a chance of catching Leeds? I mean, there's enough games left that it could all change here.
No.
Unlikely for me. Fulham's running shocking. I mean, obviously, you know, Bristol City were poor against us, but you know, I think Fulham's next 3 games are difficult. But to be honest, it's going to need such a swing now. I think Fulham have to come to Leeds, I think, in the last, you know, that's probably their last, you know, game against someone who's you know, around them in the table. But I think I agree with Neil, they're almost there, to be honest with you. But it'd be just nice to put a spanner in the works tomorrow. But forget about them, it's about us. And
it's all about us tomorrow, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all about us. It's all about us tomorrow. You know, it's they need the points for their reasons. We still need them. You know, it's, people say, I suppose it is a bit of a freebie for us that we're not expected to get anything. But, you know, we have got players. When you got players like Smith Rowe and Carlin Grant and Willock and Lewis O'Brien, you can hurt teams. And I think Sam go there with a bit of belief, we can come back with something. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you offered me a point now, I'd take your hand off.
Please don't do that. I need my hands. But give us a score. Give us a score prediction. Neil, go first. What do you reckon?
I hate doing predictions. I'm still going to edge on home win, just because I think it's their season and they're going up. But you never know. We could put a spanner in works.
You know, good fence sitting, but you're going for a defeat.
Absolutely,
for the Terriers,
yeah.
There, I say. Okay, Richard, go on, give us a score. What do you reckon?
I think it'd be one apiece, to be honest with you. No, they don't score many goals, these teams. And Yeah, but if it's a last-minute equaliser, it'll feel like a win, so I'll take that.
I reckon it'll be 4-0, but I'm not saying to who. Because 4-0 seems to be the trend. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? It could be. The Terriers could get the 4-0. That'd be a shocker, wouldn't it? Ooh, that'd put the cat amongst the pigeons. That was the Huddersfield Fan Show. My thanks to Neil Wayne. He was in his car during that. Nuts, but I love it. He was having a cup of tea. What a lovely bloke. Richard Kosmala, he's the same. I mean, he's a lovely bloke as well. And good luck to Huddersfield for the rest of the season. And he takes That Chance podcast. That's what they're both from. Next week, between 10:30 and 11, guess what? Well, you don't have to, I'll tell you. Huddersfield Fan Show is back. That's right. Oh, yes, fan shows every single night of the week. That is what we do here on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.